You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of February 11th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're talking about some new research about how fast food has now been linked to childhood asthma.
Childhood asthma.
And eczema.
And eczema.
Yeah, both of them.
Ugh. So, eczema is an interesting one because it's an actual topical experience, right?
It's an outbreak of the skin.
Outbreak of the skin. Yeah. And what causes outside, you know, fast food in this way that we'll describe it? What typically causes eczema?
What typically causes eczema is that the body is trying to reject some type of foreign body or inflammation that's happening inside the body. And since your skin is one way to eliminate toxins, you can break out in a rash or something like eczema, which is a it's like little blisters that form on the skin.
Yeah.
It's the body's way of trying to get rid of something that's not supposed to be there.
Oh.
That's one reason for it. Other reasons have said that it's due to stress and nerves, which is, you know, another way that the body could try to get rid of. You know, those could be something that, you know, are harmful to the body, so the body's trying to expel.
Could someone's DNA be more prone to having eczema?
You know, we do know that sometimes eczema seems to run in families. So that could be part of it, too. There could be some type of genetic predisposition to it.
So tell us about this study.
Well, it's interesting. There were some researchers from New Zealand that looked at data from more than 500,000 children.
Oh, my.
In more than 50 countries.
Oh, my.
So this is a pretty, pretty widespread study. But basically suggesting that poor diet may be to blame for the rising levels of these allergy-related conditions.
Okay.
And basically so that they said that those children who ate fast food, such as burgers, risked severe asthma, eczema, itchy, and watery eyes. And basically they were eating these foods 3 times a week.
Okay.
So that's basically, you know, that what they studied was
this
children
is fast food.
Children who were eating fast food 3 times a week.
Okay.
Experience higher levels of asthma and eczema.
Okay. To what degree? I mean,
well, what they found was that children in their early teens who ate 3 or more servings, weekly servings of fast food had a 39% increased risk of severe asthma. 6 and 7 year olds had a 27% increased risk.
Well, those are pretty big numbers.
Those are pretty big numbers. Yeah. Well, what else was really interesting is, you know, typically they say that people who have asthma, there's no real special diet that they should follow to improve their symptoms.
Oh, is that right?
But with this, what this study found was that
Fast food consumption would help.
Yeah, well, they found that, but they also found that eating 3 or more portions of fruit a week cut the risks of this severe asthma and eczema by between 11% and 14%.
Oh, so they did some playing with this population.
Yeah, they did some playing. You know, they had those who didn't eat any fruit, and then they had those who were still eating the fast food but also eating fruit.
Oh, okay.
And they found that if they had 3 or more servings a week of fruit, that their risks went down. They still went up overall with the asthma because of the fast food, but their risk went down by a certain that percentage because they were eating the fruit. So now they're starting to see how fruit can have protective properties against these conditions.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to say this evidence is showing us that diet does have something to do with being able to cut the risks for these diseases.
Right.
One of the things they said was the, you know, the fast food contains high levels of saturated fats and trans fats, which are already known to affect immunity. And that the fruit is rich in antioxidants and other beneficial compounds that can offset some of the effects of, you know, these poor dietary choices. So, you know, that's why a lot of times I tell people, you know, sometimes it's better, you know, when you're first transitioning out of a poor diet, it's better to start adding in good things rather than looking at it as I've got to cut out all this stuff right away. Because even adding in healthy things can help reduce the problems affiliated with poor diet. So it's a good, you know, as you start adding in things and you start taking things out. But start by adding in.
So add in. So for somebody that's new, you would suggest to add in before you take away the
Yeah, start stuff. Adding it in to start getting used to eating those healthier foods as you're slowly transitioning out of the other ones.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, and what this basically what they finally said about this was that the research suggests that a person's diet may contribute to their risk of developing asthma and that eating healthily may have a beneficial effect. They're now saying that the vitamins and antioxidants found in fresh fruits and vegetables have a beneficial effect on asthma. Therefore, they're advising people with asthma to eat a healthy, balanced diet, including 5 portions of fruit or vegetables every day, fish more than twice a week, and beans and legumes more than once a week. That's what they're now recommending.
Okay.
Whereas before they had no dietary guidelines for this.
Now, who's they here?
These are the researchers. They were out of the University of Auckland in New Zealand and the University of Nottingham in the UK.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, Dee, another informative week. Thank you, Dee. This is Diet Science. We are the official weekly podcast for Process Free America, which is a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch all our other great podcasts and lots of great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.